This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate has completed its session in former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. The Senate could vote as early as Saturday whether to acquit the former president on charges of inciting a riot. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The defense says House prosecutors manipulated the then president's words to backers in a speech before the attack. Lawyer Michael Vanderveen says, yes, Trump did tell them to fight like hell, but so what? Politicians have said that for centuries, and he showed a video of Democrats doing the same.
Spare us the hypocrisy and false indignation.
But Vanderveen ignored that the president's remarks that day and for weeks before were aimed at mobilizing backers to undermine an election he falsely claimed was stolen. Democrats like Mazie Hirono argue the president knew exactly what he was doing.
He had to have known that there would be violence, they were prepared for violence, and he just lit the match.
In an evenly divided Senate, Trump is all but certain to be acquitted in a vote as soon as tomorrow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that in-person schooling can resume safely with masks, social distancing, and other strategies. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Schools can reopen using familiar practices, social distancing, hand washing, mask wearing.
We know that most clusters in the school setting have occurred when there are breaches in mask wearing.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says teacher vaccination is important but not necessary.
Schools can be reopened safely prior to all teachers being vaccinated.
Walensky points out they are using stronger language, but these are recommendations. Each school district is different. The president of the National Education Association says the CDC guidance is good, but schools are failing to meet it. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization says the drop in confirmed COVID-19 cases around the world is encouraging, but has cautioned against relaxing restrictions that have helped to curb the spread of the virus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the number of reported infections globally has declined for the fourth week in a row, and the number of deaths also fell for the second consecutive week. But he cautioned against complacency and fatigue.
We should all be encouraged, but complacency is as dangerous as the virus itself.
While the figures reported by countries to the WHO for the week ending February 8th are still incomplete, the global body said so far about 1.9 million newly confirmed cases were registered worldwide. That's down from more than 3.2 million the previous week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday said he will revoke terrorist designations of Yemen's Houthi movement effective February 16th, even as he warned that members of the group could be hit with more sanctions. Specifically, according to Blinken, the U.S. will be targeting any members responsible for the ongoing attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea and missile strikes on Saudi Arabia. His statement came within moments of a Houthi spokesman announcing that the group had hit a Saudi Arabian airport and military base with drone strikes. Yemen's civil war is widely seen as a proxy conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The Biden administration on Friday announced plans for tens of thousands of people who are seeking asylum and have been forced to wait in Mexico under a Trump-era policy to be allowed into the U.S. while their cases wind their way through immigration courts. The first wave of an estimated 25,000 asylum seekers with active cases in the Remain in Mexico program will be allowed into the United States on February 19th. They plan to start slowly with two border crossings each, processing up to 300 people a day, and a third crossing taking fewer numbers. The U.S. Census Bureau said Friday it will not be delivering data used for redrawing congressional and state legislative districts until the end of September, causing headaches for state lawmakers and redistricting commissions facing deadlines to redraw districts this year. Officials at the statistical agency blamed operational delays during the 2020 census caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.